This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are in a drought. And when I say we here, I mean, yes, I'm talking about those of us out here in California, but it's also kind of a collective we, because we're talking the American West and Texas, Norway and China, too. And you think drought, you, of course, think agriculture and regular everyday human water use, I suppose. But it turns out water and the lack of it plays a real big role in an industry we've been talking a whole lot about these days. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more now on what drought means for your electricity bill.
So the first thing that comes to mind when many folks think of the connection between drought and electricity is dams.
Hydropower plays a very unique role in our electricity grid.
Caitlin Grady studies the energy-water nexus at George Washington University.
Because even though it's not a very large percentage of our total sort of electricity generation, it's used for really important purposes.
Like she says, when power demand peaks, hydro can be used to meet that demand in short order. Hydropower is also used to start power plants back up when they've been shut down for whatever reason. It's called a black start. Ashlyn Stillwell at the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign says it's not just hydropower that's affected by water shortages.
The larger amount of electricity production in the United States, bigger than hydropower, is thermal power generation.
Things like coal, natural gas, and nuclear. They're burning fuel that generates steam that moves a turbine, and you need water to make that steam. Not only that, they need water as a cooling agent.
And so consequently, those power plants, those thermal power plants, are dependent on water to cool the system to generate electricity.
And if power plants can't get water for whatever reason, they're going to have a hard time producing that electricity. A big problem during times like the summer when demand is really high and creates scarcity.
Which would mean an increase in wholesale electricity prices, at least in the short term, while these drought conditions persist.
Yael Glazer is a research associate at the University of Texas at Austin. She says if that continues, she suspects those higher prices will eventually make their way down to ratepayers. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.